You point to a paradox which is not there in reality, but is perhaps merely a description of how our minds work. The sort of experience that we had with the meditation indicates to us that grace is present. The paradox is that we have the experience of coming to that along a path, along a travel route, or route, as they say in the States. Thinking of that paradox, even though grace is, it's the atmosphere in which we live, but the actual experience of it may come in bursts, in gusts, like the wind comes. Katie was mentioning in the pre-service consideration a number of experiences she had had over her lifetime of this bursting forth of grace. One that she mentioned was when she came into an interview for a job, and they said, you have this job, and you may teach psychology in your own way. And she was thrilled in the moment with this, the sense of something being offered to her that she hadn't expected. Normally, you're told to teach psychology according to the books, I guess. But to be able to just be oneself and offer that, it's wonderful. And we have these experiences of grace that suddenly it is almost like being in love. It is, in fact, like being in love. And recognizing, what is it that Eliot says about something about this, where he speaks of returning to the place where one began and knowing the place for the first time. That experience of the growth, of the awareness of the fullness of grace that we had during the guided meditation, that's open to us all the time. But there is a process of getting there, you might say, because of the way our minds work. We seem to require to be brought to it in some way. David was speaking recently of a recipe for going beyond loneliness. Well, a recipe, you have certain ingredients you throw together, and out of that suddenly comes a new experience that one hadn't expected to be there. I had a bit of that experience today in a very simple way. I made some cookies according to a recipe that I had received from my mother long ago. Used to make these cookies with her. And so there was an experience of communion with her, even though she's long dead, I'd say, not present at all. Here she was in this recipe. And because I followed the recipe carefully, dutifully, the cookies came out perfect, as they should. If I had refused to follow the recipe, oh, I don't need the baking powder, I don't need the eggs in it, whatever, I'll put in something else, a substitute for eggs, I suppose. No, it wouldn't have worked. Needed those particular ingredients. And out of it came an experience of what is eternally present with us. No beginning and no end. But the experience of it requires, for our feeble minds, a certain process to get there, to actually come to that experience. One of the principles that Yoranda presented along the way out of his experience was that this download of that rain you were speaking of, Ruud, comes through people, through communion with other people. He remarked that in his experience, he'd never had a gift brought to him except through another person. And here is the wonder of the privilege that we all have of being able to give that gift to one another, to bring together the right ingredients in the moment and give that gift. And someone else is blessed. And one is, of course, blessed in the giving. But I don't know. In my experience, I would tend to agree with what Rioronda discovered and spoke of, that the experience of knowing the blessing of the gift is because someone else gives it to me. I experienced a deep sense of connection in that way in Adam's meditation. Jerry's song in Ruth's poem and expression out of that, of the rain falling. Here it is, it's right here, but I cannot know it somehow unless someone else gives it to me, prepares it, bakes the cookies, and gives them to me. I baked these cookies, I enjoy eating them, and it's a gift from my mother, I suppose. But the greater gift is in being able to share them with others. Come by the office if you'd like to have a cookie. But it is that communion, that sharing one with another, where grace is actually experienced. And yes, there were a certain number of people who experienced that last week in a class. But I dare say that the rest of the community was not untouched by that experience. The rest of the world was not untouched by the experience of grace being brought to focus in a certain group and yet not stopping there. You cannot stop it. It overflows. The cup overflows and the cookie bowl overflows. It cannot be stopped. The rain and the wind, they move. And it isn't always the same. Continually different. And every once in a while, we wake up to it and we say, oh, a moment of grace. Yes, a movement of grace. Constant flowing, but known to our minds and hearts in those momentary flashes of openness to it. The recipe simply is bringing together the ingredients of openness so that the presence is known, the eternal presence is known. But not as an eternal sameness, an eternal newness, eternal freshness that we are privileged to share with one another in that deep communion of grace. We know that in friendship one with another as we are sharing it here this evening. I would invite my dear friend Bob to continue in what is being known in these moments in this room together and overflowing into the world.